My name is Lisa Moreland. I have been with Hopkins for 19 years, and I currently work in the Office of Institutional Equity on the Homewood campus. It can be stressful at times in my role as an executive assistant. How do I manage that stress that comes and peaks in throughout my workday? To be honest, I just breathe. My mentor would encourage me to do this breathing exercise at least 3 times a day, where you find a space, whether it's in a ladies' room or just in your office. If you have an office, you can close the door. Or if you just walk down the hallway or you walk in the office, like to the copy room, you breathe in 3 times. And each time you breathe a little longer and exhale a little longer. And that really helps. It helps to relieve the stress and take a break when needed. Definitely take your lunch break and take 2 15-minute breaks throughout the day. You need that. It's so important for you and helps you de-stress a lot. You can't really think about what the day in a life is as an executive assistant. You prepare for that day in a life because each day is different. No 2 days are the same, and you don't know what's going to come across your desk when you get there in the morning. But how you prepare yourself is how you can manage that stress that comes throughout the day. How I prepare for the day is I have a morning ritual. I set my alarm clock for 30 minutes before the time is that I'm actually supposed to get up. And that 30 minutes is my time. I read. I have daily encouragement, things that come to my phone or to my email. I read. I am a Christian, so I pray and use that time to meditate. And as I'm driving into work, there are times when I don't have the radio on and it's just quiet. And I'm looking at the neighborhoods as I drive into work. I'm looking at the trees. And believe it or not, I look at the trees because trees have stories. And I just happen to think they're a beautiful part of nature and they're taken for granted. So that's just my ritual. It helps me get prepared for the day. I like to arrive early. My start time is 8:30. I get there anywhere between 7:30 and 8 o'clock so that I can just kind of organize my desk or attempt to organize my desk. But I will check my checklist. I should have mentioned that I do a checklist at night because while technology is great, writing it down is really helpful and kind of helps me remember. And I can say, oh, let me look at my list, because sometimes I might leave my phone at home or it's not charged, so I can't, you know, access it. But that's how I prepare for the day. I also keep a daily journal. So if it's something that I didn't do or that I could have done a different way, then I make a note to myself so that I can refer back to that. Some helpful resources that I'm aware of for managing stress. The most important one is self-care. A lot of times we don't take care of ourselves. And if we don't take care of ourselves, then we're just not really that useful. I try to get sleep at night, 6 to 7 hours. I know some people say 8, but 6 to 7 should, really help out. I take advantage of the wellness programs here at work when I can, even those that are outside of work. Just try to keep myself connected, create lists, checklists. And at the end of the day, when you look at your checklist and you see some things crossed off, you feel accomplished. You know, you don't feel like, you know, the day has gotten past you and you weren't able to be effective in your job. But the most important one is self-care and recognizing when you need to take a break. I do take a mental health day at least once a month and do absolutely nothing. And that helps to really relieve the stress as well. In my current position, almost every day is stressful. And just recently, I've experienced a few deaths of close friends and my grandson's grandfather, just as recent as last week. and it really stressed me out. My husband has a program that's similar to FASAP, but to make a long story short, I scheduled an appointment with the Employee Assistance Program through my husband's job, and just want to check in with them weekly to see how I'm going, to make sure that I'm taking care of myself so that when, you know, things happen on the job, that I'm not really too stressful in addition to the other things that I do. I needed a check-in is what I needed, because it happens. Life happens and you can't control it. And if I didn't recognize that, then could have really messed up at work. And I don't want to do that. Advice that I would give for managing stress at work is to recognize the stress. Stress is silent and it creeps up on you without you not even realizing it. So I would advise people to be in tune with your bodies. If you can manage yourself, then you can manage the stress, and that's for at home and at work. You just really have to recognize it. If you begin to get headaches, or you know your body, so if your body is not feeling right, take notice of that, because that could be stress. And just understand that you're not in this position alone. Reach out and know that there is help available, and I encourage everyone to do that.